Wouldn't it be cool if you could only communicate in emojis? Welcome to Secrets for an Awesome Life, a podcast for tweens and teens. You ever notice someone living a pretty awesome life and wonder, man, do they know secrets that I don't? Yes. Yes, they do. This podcast is about those secrets. I'm your host, Joey Massio, a former middle school teacher and certified life coach who helps teens build self-confidence, manage unpleasant emotions, develop social skills, and achieve their goals, or what I call becoming the hero of their own story. Hey, everybody, I wanted to let you know of an awesome virtual summit going on next week. It's the Raising Healthy and Happy Teen Summits. There's going to be a bunch of presenters and speakers for both parents of teens and for teens, and I'm one of the speakers. I'll be presenting on one of my favorite topics, becoming bully-proof. So if you've never heard me deliver that presentation, then this would be a great opportunity. The summit is free for anybody to attend. I'll put the link in the show notes here. You can also find the link on my Instagram account. Go and register for that summit. It starts next week, March 19th through the 22nd. And to make everything even more awesome, they are raising money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which I had actually requested to be the charity this year, and they selected it, which is great because my son has cystic fibrosis, and the CF Foundation has helped us out a lot and people across the world with cystic fibrosis. So there's so many great things about this. It's free. Go register. There's upsells that you can do, and you can buy long-term access and other packages and whatnot, but you could really just attend the whole thing for absolutely free. So I'll put that link below. You can also find that link on my Instagram account. And now episode 149, Navigating Friendship Dynamics in a Digital Age. Macy was your typical 13-year-old girl, glued to her phone, navigating the virtual world with ease. Her thumbs moved at lightning speed as she chatted away with her friends, trading emojis and shorthand messages late into the night. One night, as she drifted off to sleep, around 1 a.m., she thought, "Life would be so much easier if I could always just use emojis to communicate." The next morning, she woke up, stretched, and got ready for the day. She went into the kitchen, and her mom was making French toast. Not her favorite. Macy opened her mouth, but no words came out. Instead, a bubble popped out from her lips and formed a pancake emoji. Her mom turned around, smiled, and responded, but not in words, in a thumbs up emoji that appeared out of her mouth and floated in the air for a moment. "No way," thought Macy. "This is awesome." Her wish came true. No more having to think about exactly what to say. No more awkwardness with using words. Life was going to be much, much simpler from here on out. Macy arrived at school and everyone was popping out emoji bubbles. She seemed to be the only one to notice that this wasn't the way things always were, but that made it all even better. During class, she and her friends would whisper emojis to each other from across the room. It was great because she didn't need to hide her phone under her desk to do it. Amanda, her best friend, let out a yawn emoji during math class. It disappeared right before Mrs. Cunningham turned around. The teacher didn't see it, but she knew something was up. She eyed Amanda with an ominous suspicion. When Mrs. Cunningham turned around, Macy sent a tongue-out emoji, followed by lols. A few periods later, as they were sitting in science class, Amanda got Macy's attention and sent up a burger and tree emoji, followed by a question mark. "Oh, right," thought Macy. It was Wednesday, and that meant burgers for lunch, and they would either sit by the oak tree on the field or on the benches by the courts. Things were going so good today that Macy didn't even have a preference. She sent up IDC. She couldn't wait for lunch. But when lunch came, Amanda wasn't by the tree or at the benches. It took Macy all lunch to find her, and when she did, she was kind of shocked. Amanda was sitting with some other friends that Macy kind of knew but wasn't that close with. They were sharing laughing emojis and ROFLs, all without Macy. After school, Macy went up to Amanda to figure out what was going on. She opened her mouth and let out a bubble containing the letters WSP. Amanda let out an eye roll emoji while at the same time rolling her actual eyes. Without thinking, Macy opened her mouth and a red angry cursing emoji appeared. And with that, Amanda stormed off. Macy didn't know what to think. It must be Amanda's new friends. She was always worried that Amanda was changing, but now this is confirmation. And Macy knew that some of the girls she was hanging out with at lunch didn't like her. They turned her best friend on her in one day. When Macy got home, she was an emotional mess. Her mom bubbled out a question mark, but Macy didn't even know how to explain it all. It was too much. So she went to her room to cry. Today was not easier like she thought it would be. She felt more uncomfortable and sad than she had ever felt in her whole life. She should send Amanda a text, a real one, on her phone and tell her off. Who does she think she is anyway? She's always been fake. She was getting madder and madder with each thought. She got out her phone and crafted a mean text message, unloading on Amanda. But Macy stopped herself before she hit send. Something didn't feel right. She knew if she sent this, there would be no going back, no unsend. She looked at her message, full of shorthand and emojis, and realized something. It wasn't telling the whole truth. Sure, it was communicating her anger, but none of her sadness. It didn't tell the whole story, and therefore it wasn't a good representation of what was really going on in her head. She knew what she had to do. It would be hard, it would be uncomfortable, but she had to do it. She walked down the street to Amanda's house and saw Amanda sitting outside on her porch. Macy walked up, and the two looked at each other. Macy didn't want to speak in emojis or shorthand anymore. She tried to force real words out of her mouth. They didn't come at first, but she persisted, pushing through the discomfort until finally she was able to say two words. I'm sorry. After that, the floodgates were open. Both the tears and the words started to flow from both of them. What had happened was Amanda had thought that Macy was making fun of her after she got in trouble with Mrs. Cunningham in math. Macy was able to clarify that the sticking the tongue out emoji was aimed at Mrs. Cunningham, not at Amanda teasing her for getting in trouble. When Macy sent the IDC during science class about where to eat at lunch, Amanda took that as an annoyed, "I don't care," not a relaxed one. So Amanda found some other friends to sit by because she thought Macy was mad at her. When Macy approached her after school with, "WSP, what's up?" Amanda took that aggressively and rolled her eyes. There was just a whole bunch of misunderstanding. Going forward, they made a vow to do more talking IRL. I mean, in real life. Has something like that ever happened to you with your friends? As you're messaging them and things get taken out of context, or they misunderstand what you meant, or maybe you misunderstand what they meant. Texting is super easy. It's very convenient, but it is not the best way to build friendships. And a lot of teens today rely heavily on text messaging. Now, I don't want to come across as someone who is poo-pooing on all of text messaging. Again, it can be very useful. However, what I want to talk about today, the secret for an awesome life today, is that you simply cannot build as strong of relationships online via text messages as you can in person. Social media and the ability to send messages on Instagram, Snapchat, or just regular texts is having an impact on friendships today. In fact, some teens even measure the success of their relationship with your friends in how much they are texting each other or messaging each other on their phones, and less so on how much time they spend together actually doing things. Now, I know people are still doing things, but how much of your friendship, how much of your communication with your friends is done online versus how much is done in person? Now, some of you may be thinking, well, Joey, I've met some of my best friends online or at a camp, and now we talk online. I'm not talking about people who you only know who live far away. I'm specifically talking about people around you. And if you are someone who only has friends online, I would strongly encourage you to get some friends in real life, some friends close around you, because you just, again, simply cannot create as strong of relationships online. And that's not to kind of discount the great relationships you might have with people online, but it's to emphasize also get some people you can hang out with in person, because friendship is so much more than words and emojis. It's hearing your friend laughing. It's looking at their body language to see what they really mean. It's hearing their tone. It's building up inside jokes of things that you guys have witnessed together in person. That stuff is important, and it seems to be kind of playing second fiddle to online connections. Plus, not to mention, people act different online. Like, as you're building a friendship with your friend via text, are you really getting who they really are? Or are you getting their online version of themselves? People sometimes are more bold. They would say things that they wouldn't probably say in real life. They act differently because, especially on social media conversations and comments, there's a whole world, like the whole world is watching, and people are going to respond differently than if you and your friend were just having a private, personal conversation. It's going to be way different. And that could be a good thing, but also could be a bad thing. And I'm not even going to go into the whole dangers of connecting with somebody only online and the question of, are they really even who they say they are? When I've coached teens, both in my private practice and back in the middle school discipline office, I was surprised by how many arguments and disagreements started or were made worse via these digital spaces. The ability to take a screenshot of something that you might have said when you were angry about another friend and then send that to a group of friends. And now everybody has this quote unquote hard evidence that you're kind of a jerk or you're believing that other people are a jerk because it happened to them. And it just makes it a lot worse, because sending a text is publishing content. Like, back in the day, people really had to think about the words that were said in books or newspapers or things that were published publicly. Like, a lot of thought went into it, a lot of rereading and rewriting. But oftentimes, when we're sending text messages, we just say the first thing that comes to our head. Things that we might not have said in person because the person's staring us right in the face. So that thought would hit us and we go, hold on, I'm not going to say that because I can see that they're a real human being right here. And then we would filter ourselves. Well, sometimes we're publishing things via text messages that we didn't think about. We didn't spend any time thinking about the consequences or rereading or rewriting it. And that can cause some trouble and have us show up in a way that we didn't really mean to show up in. But now we got to own up to it because we don't want to be fake. And now we start turning into a different kind of a person. And I'm saying all these things because these are actually based on teens I've talked to, teens that I've coached. This has happened to them. I don't know if it's happening to you, but it's something important to think about. There are a lot of important conflict resolution skills and skills of effective communication that you miss out on building when you mostly communicate or you prioritize communication via text messaging. It is important to learn how to talk to somebody face to face, how to start a conversation, how to filter thoughts as they're coming out. That's super important. It's also more real. It allows you to show up as you and even to make some mistakes and then have to correct yourself and learn how to do that and not just only post, you know, well-crafted sentences that are going to make you look super cool in front of the online community. Communicating in real life and not doing a very good job at it and then being able to recover, it's uncomfortable, but man, it's important. That's an important skill to be able to develop. So I want to encourage you to prioritize meaningful offline interactions with your friends. Practice empathy. That's something that's kind of missing from the online world, is that more hateful and angry speech gets elevated because the algorithms to the top, comments and whatnot. And we assume we're living in a world where nobody has empathy, nor should people have empathy towards others. But empathy is being understanding and feeling what other people are going through. Spend time nurturing authentic friendships beyond the digital realm. So, however much time you are spending with your friends in person, I want you to increase it. Spend even more time with them. And you may be limited by parents, or maybe you can't drive yet, or whatever it is, but try to spend more time doing things, hanging out in person, going for walks through nature, going bowling, things like that. It's a lot easier just to sit at home and play some video games and chat there, or kind of just chat online late into the night. But when you can, spend time with someone in person. And also only talk about important things in person, not via text. Because that is how you build important, meaningful relationships and how you avoid misunderstandings. I'm looking for teens who are different from everyone else. Ones who want to separate themselves from the crowd of teens currently numbing their brains with YouTube and their hearts with negativity about the world they live in. I'm looking for teens who want to be the leaders of the new wave of youth, who are striving to be positive thinkers, go-getters, powerful examples, and emotionally strong. If that's what you want, then I want you inside Kick to Hero. It's my gamified mindset training program where I teach teens how to think, feel, and act differently than the rest of the world is thinking, feeling, and acting, so you can stop getting the subpar results that the rest of the world is getting. It's time for teens to transform themselves into the everyday heroes our world so desperately needs. Start a 2-week free trial today at sidekicktohero.com.